I heard this one. That's a good one. I like to get a new term. You ever hear about a superstition that you should only eat a certain kind of seafood in months that has an R in it? That have an R in it?
I don't know.
Ever hear that one?
I don't know.
We go back just a minute. Go to crawfish or crayfish. You ever call them a crab?
Well, I don't know whether you call them, whether we call a crawfish a crab, but I guess some of it too.
You ever hear of crabs getting in, little teeny crabs get inside some other kind of seafood? You open it up, it's good to eat, make stew out of some kind of seafood.
Well, that would be oyster, wouldn't it? Oysters, crab.
There's
a number of them. You have a lot of them.
Yeah,
in Florida, you have the rock crab. Have you ever seen the rock crab?
I don't know much about crabs. I wanted to get you to say oyster. That's what I was asking.
Oyster.
Sometimes in the summer, or sometime, you look in the closet and you'll see a piece of wool has a hole in it.
That's a moth.
And you might say, there go three.
Three moths.
And the insect that lights up out on the lawn?
That's, we call them fire bugs, lightning bugs, firefly.
Call them all?
Huh?
All three, huh?
Some call them fireflies and lightning bugs. We mostly call them lightning bugs.
Lightning bug would be the most common, fire bug.
I think so.
Second, firefly, third. How about a wasp and a hornet? Could you tell me the difference?
Yeah, I can tell you the difference between that.
The
wasp is a smaller animal than a hornet, but they build different nests. The wasp will build a nest, a flat nest, pretty like a honeycomb, where a hornet will, you've seen a hornet's nest, they'll build a cone shape and just have one hole that they go in, and they're inside. Better not monkey with them boys.
How about the sting? Is it different?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I've ever been stung by a hornet. But they say 9 stings will kill a horse. I don't know. But I've never been stung by a hornet. But I've been stung by a wasp, and I'm afraid of my scared to death.
What about the difference in color?
Well, a wasp is a longer animal. It's a narrow, smaller, slender animal, where a hornet is a little bigger, goody, more like a bumblebee. It's a little larger, and it's dark. It's dark, where a wasp is a little more of a reddish color. Then we have the mud daubers. They're on the black quarter. I'm not afraid of a mud dauber. They won't sting you.
They are what?
Well, they're in the wasp family. You've seen them. They build their nests along in houses or old places out of mud. And then they lay their young in there, and they generally catch spiders and things and put them in there for the young to feed them. They build their nest out of mud, mud daubers. They won't sting.
And
I've never been stung by one.
Sometimes for bait, you'll go along the shore and you'll see little teeny fish you can use for bait.
Well, they're called minnows.
And you can always tell there's a spider around when you see a...
A web, spider web. Cobweb.
Is that the same thing?
I don't know. Is a cobweb different than a spider web?
The same thing as some people call it.
Yeah, but Mama, sometimes if you don't sweep right, you can see a web
that's
hanging.
That's what they call the dust web.
That's a dust web. That's different again. That's not
there's
a spider.
Spiders around then.
A tree down in the ground has big, long
roots.
And the amphibious thing lives in the water and on the ground, has a shell on its back, lives in
Well, that would be, we call them turtle. Tortoise, some